colleges in Connecticut say they're responding to a huge rise in the need for mental health services on campus. That's according to a new report from the Connecticut Health Investigative Team. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
UConn tells the CHIT team that the number of students visiting counseling services has nearly doubled in the last year. Meanwhile, Quinnipiac saw an increase of almost 30% in the number of counseling requests. Those figures mirror a national trend.
Anxiety and depression are definitely the top concerns or issues that students who seek counseling services have.
That's reporter Laurie Tarkan, who says a national study showed that self-harm behaviors at college have risen every year for the last 7 years. 57% of directors of college counseling services say the severity of mental health concerns has increased in the last year. Counselors say a couple of trends are at work. First, students may be more sheltered at home, and so a step into the college world is more daunting.
Students are generally less resilient these days and, I guess, less able to sort of cope with stressors and challenges. And, you know, when they get to college, they've lost their support system, you know, their family and their friends.
Second is the rising influence of social media, which can make it seem as if everyone besides you is having a great time, even if that's not really true. Tarkan interviewed a UConn freshman who had suffered from anxiety and depression at high school.
She basically stayed in her dorm room and refused to leave because she was so depressed. And she would look on her, you know, Instagram or Snapchat and see that everybody was out socializing and partying and having fun. It just made her feel worse about herself because, why wasn't she able to adjust?
Colleges are beginning to adopt new strategies to respond quickly to students who seek services, including peer-to-peer counseling or group sessions. But most concede that wait times are usually too long for those who reach out with mental health problems. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.